At a Senate committee hearing held earlier this summer, supporters of the proposed state malpractice board argued it would help lower costs and attract doctors to the state. At this week's hearing, the bill's opponents got the chance to respond. Former Georgia Attorney General Mike Bauer said it was clearly unconstitutional because it stripped patients of their right to a jury trial.
I know that there are some very bright people who have said otherwise, but I just can't imagine under any circumstance the bill being upheld.
And Dr. John Harvey, a trauma surgeon in Gwinnett, argued the measure would increase costs because the system would allow patients to receive payouts for relatively minor claims. He spoke on behalf of the Medical Association of Georgia, which represents about 40% of the state's physicians.
We feel like this has no track record or proven system where it's worked. It's a certainly radical change to move to a totally different adjudication system.
At the end of the meeting, the bill's author, Republican State Senator Brandon Beach of Alpharetta, vowed to continue pushing the bill. The next committee hearing is scheduled for next month. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.